Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates, podcast, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, sunny outside. And even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. And not just for all of you out there listening and watching right now. All the best to Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez, who is out there doing some good dadding right now. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. Joining me today will be a man who would be a much better trading partner for Chad Gable than Brutus Creed. I believe so, at least. Filthy Tom Lawler. And as always, we got a lot to get into today. Congratulations to fans of the Florida Panthers. So you're 2024 Stanley Cup champions, as the hockey gods always intended. The cup is on the beach right now in Miami with a few guys, alongside the ceremonial WWE title belt that was presented to them last night. So I'm sure WWE will be pimping that every chance that they get. And that game may have very well hurt Raw's rating last night, but when it's revealed, it doesn't really matter because they'll still be riding high after Friday's SmackDown number came in, 2.34 million viewers to the Fox network, and a 0.73 in the 18 to 49 year old rating, or in the 18 to 49 year old demo. Both numbers are the best the show has done since the post WrestleMania edition on April 12th. The demo number was up 40.4% from the week before, so it went head to head with the Game 6 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final, which topped all of television with a 1.11 rating. But if that trend holds, the people were more interested, wrestling fans at least, in what took place on Raw than watching Edmonton get this close and fall. Damn, they were so close. Ah, well, as I mentioned, a lot to get into today. A full Raw review, a look ahead at NXT, and Ronda Rousey announcing plans to release a graphic novel. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can jump on over to Twitter/X and give us a look at Sempervivi, at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website is at WONF4W. And the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sundays, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find all of your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian. And Brian will be back with me tomorrow, but if you need him sooner, you can become a member of F4WOnline.com. The Brian and Vinny and Craig and Sean and Granny show is tonight for subscribers. And if you missed it, there was a combined effort yesterday as Brian got together with Filthy and Lance Storm for a Filthy Four Daily, where they relived Ready to Rumble and the death of WCW. And Filthy, what did we learn with that look back, as Vince Russo called it, of a major motion picture, bro?
I maintain my stance going into the movie. After watching it, I believe that this did more harm than anything else, and that this is what killed WCW.
The only one-liner I can remember from the entire movie is when the lady from, remember Sabrina, that show?
The teenage witch?
Cat? Yes, and the one of the witches was one of the aunts who was there in the movie, and she answers the door, and she goes, y'all ever see crabs up close? And the guy's like, no. Nah. You want to? Like, that's what I think of when I think of Ready to Rumble. Did I forget anything important?
No, that was Jimmy the King, the champion of WCW's wife.
Oliver
that he left her with nothing but bills and crabs.
Like a pro wrestler would back in the day. Hard to really pivot from that. But Who Killed WCW is tonight the fourth and final episode on Vice TV. Much maligned in these sorts of forums. Jamie Kellner passed away a few days ago. I'm sure they will have some sort of addendum, you know, on the show for that, some sort of graphic, I'm sure, mentioning that. But as I mentioned yesterday, a lot of the teaser video about this whole little mini-series leading into it was all kind of centering around the fact that there was a lot of footage from behind the scenes of that very last Nitro on March 26, 2001. And to me, much more than anything else, like, that's some of the most interesting stuff, because I've heard a little of it. You know, Bruce Pritchard on his show has talked about the fact that he was one of the ones that went down there alongside Shane McMahon and Gerald Briscoe, and Briscoe's talked about it on his shows, and we've heard Jeff Jarrett talk about it too, about what was it like to get fired on
Jeff
on,
Jarrett
on live TV.
Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett attacked me this past weekend in Cleveland. I'm sorry, in Akron at AIW Wrestling. Jeff Jarrett sent out his wife Karen as a, well, a distraction. My eyes were diverted away from where they should have been. And Jeff Jarrett attacked me from behind with a chair. He attacked Joshua Bishop. He attacked myself. He laid out Cleveland Browns commentator Nathan Zagura with the stroke. And he's run off. The save was made by Big Sam Holloway. And the challenge was laid down, Mike. The challenge was laid down. AIW Wrestling, Absolution, July 13th. It's going to happen. It's going to be the team of members only, Jeff Jarrett and Satnam Singh, getting their heads kicked in and possibly off into the crowd by the team of Josh Bishop, Sam Holloway, Nathan Zagura, and yours truly, Filthy Tom Lawler. You remember what happened with Takashi Segura fought Giant Silva? We're getting a replay live in Cleveland, July 13th.
Watch the key lock, brother. Well then, look, I got to be honest with you, though, Filthy. And look, you know, I'm an unabashed fan of Jeff Jarrett. If I was booking the Owen Hart Cup, Jeff Jarrett would win the tournament. If I was booking AEW, Jeff Jarrett would be the World Heavyweight Champion, feuding with Mark Briscoe on every show. But I'm not. But I am a big Jeff Jarrett fan. But I do remember what happened with Effie and GCW, and that story didn't really, like, you know, finish in the way that Effie really wanted it to. How do you think you're going to fare when all this is said and done? And will you help afterwards Satnam Singh's new career as an announcer? Is this, can you beat him into the announcing booth, which apparently he's going to be in with AEW?
Yeah, this may just be Satnam Singh's retirement match. He's already got a second career planned because he saw what happened at Giant Silva in Pride FC. And he knows that an even more advanced mixed martial artist is coming for his head.
Oh, my. Speaking of mixed martial artists, I have to. I have to read this to you. This is on the front page of the site. I'm not making this up. And I'm happy for her because I like to see anybody who was involved in athletics, especially pro wrestling and fighting of any kind, be able to go out after their careers and make something happen and make money and take chances and do their thing. But Ronda Rousey has taken on a new project in her writing career. On July 25th, a Kickstarter campaign will launch for Expecting the Unexpected, Rousey's debut graphic novel. It's written by Rousey, illustrated by comic artist Mike Diodato Jr., and is being released by AWA Studios, not Vern Gagne. The graphic novel is 160 pages long and follows Mom, a deadly hit woman with a bounty on her head who must fight off wave after wave of assassins, all while learning she's newly pregnant. The main characters, Tom, are based on Rousey and her husband, Travis Brown. Now, she originally thought of this as an idea years ago to become a screenplay. But she said she's a closet nerd of graphic novels and told the LA Times that she decided it was a better direction for the project after realizing that she was too unproven to star in a film version of it. So here is the synopsis of the story, okay? Are you ready for this?
We'll see.
With a fake baby bump filled with guns, she's built a reputation as one of the deadliest hit women on the planet. But on the verge of her big break in the criminal underworld, Mom makes a fateful decision, sleeping with a potential target who just so happens to be a top-ranked assassin himself. A few weeks later, Mom finds that her codename is about to become a whole lot more literal. What follows is a wild mashup of action, adventure, comedy, and romance as a newly pregnant mom with a bounty on her head fights off wave after wave of assassins, falls in love with her baby daddy, and decides how to face her personal and professional predicament. That's the synopsis. What do you think? Think it's got legs? You gonna donate to the Kickstarter? Filthy?
I am almost at a loss for words. I wish Ronda Rousey the best with this book. I'll probably read it after hearing that synopsis, to be fair. My interest is piqued.
Very interesting. Again, Kickstarter, July 25th. And I just read it. I'm not making fun of it. I'm not making fun of her. Any of that sort of stuff. Good. I'm glad. I'm happy about these things.
Mike.
So, yes.
I get what you're going with here. This is how she views herself. International hitman of espionage.
I wonder if there's going to be a nemesis named Holly. Probably not. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live. Miss me, I dodge both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere. Having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. I'm still reeling a little bit from putting together the pieces of Rhonda's new graphic novel and all the places that it could go. Maybe you should make it a, or she could make it some sort of choose-your-own-adventure book. You know, can you imagine the twists and turns that could all take? You run into that, you know, evil big final last boss character named Vince, you know, but you got to get through the other one named Bruce first. You know, maybe she'll have to change the names to, you know, protect the maybe not so innocent, but I don't know, Tom. Maybe I'm taking this too far.
No, I think it has, you know, I think there's something to it. I love those choose your own adventure books. As I say, you could have tons of stuff here. You could have the arch nemesis, of course, Holly, that she has to fight through. She has to battle against the media and their perception of her. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of ways this could go. And you know what? Props to Rhonda for also saying, hey, this isn't going to work as a movie. Maybe I should try a different avenue.
Do you think she was told that?
Regardless. Regardless,
she
the
was
fact
that it doesn't matter. She decided.
Yeah. It. Yeah. So, and right. another decision, Mike, in the MMA world, another decision that must be made as we have a big weekend, UFC 303, the International Fight Week card, supposed to be headlined by Conor McGregor taking on Michael Chandler, now headlined by Jiří Procházka challenging Alex Pereira for the light heavyweight championship of the world today, just mere hours ago on Ariel Helwani. Jiří Procházka shared with us that he believes Alex Pereira has been using magic from shamans.
What?
To win his fight. He has been using influences from the dark to win in the past. And Jiří believes in these things as well. But he has asked Alex ahead of this fight to fight him man to man with no spiritual aids.
Have they been hanging out with Ryan Garcia somewhere?
Playing poker, shadow boxing at the comedy club. I mean, here's the thing. Jiří Procházka has been like this since we've been aware of him. So it's not a diversion from his normal actions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there have been, you know,
I mean, this is the guy who locks himself in complete isolation in the dark without food for days on end. Then he's on his way to go fight for the belt this week, and he's drinking beer at the airport. I mean, this guy's on another level.
That's, well, I can't, yeah, that's, I don't know. How do you think Conor McGregor and his broken toe that Dana White doesn't want to talk about? Is this fight happening in September? Is it? And what do you think as a former fighter? And granted, look, Deion Sanders was on Good Morning America showing off the fact that he's got toes amputated. Like, you know, toe injuries can be no joke, but as a fighter, with all this money and all this on the line, I mean, would you have stepped away with your broken toe and not taken this fight and waited?
Well, who's going to look out for Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
There's no one else that's going to. So I don't know how you can fault him for making the decision to drop out of a fight. The toe because looks pretty bad.
You think it's legit. You think that is all it's...
That no. toe looks pretty bad. It's on the already broken leg that he had. So that also hinders recovery right there. I don't know that he was going to be in tip-top shape regardless, but now I don't know if he's ever going to fight again. But I don't fault him for not fighting with that injury.
Oh, he'll fight again. Maybe not in the UFC, but he'll be on Triller or something like that. I mean,
just wear a shoe.
When does he fight Jake Paul?
Well, if Jake Paul gets by old Mike Perry, then sure they could set that up.
What do you think about that? Because like, Mike Perry could do some real damage to this dude.
Yeah, he could. However, I believe Jake Paul is going to have a pretty significant size advantage.
That's true.
And we've seen Mike Perry, as great as he is in MMA, as even more spectacular as he is in the bare-knuckle boxing world. We've seen him in boxing, and I believe he's 0-1. So the king of violence would undoubtedly, I think, mash Jake Paul's face in bare-knuckle, but that's not the rule set that they're going to be fighting under.
NXT tonight on the USA Network from the Performance Center in Orlando. That's why Brian can't miss 2 days in a row. Do you think he's going to go a day without talking about NXT? I doubt it, especially if Sean Spears defeats Trick Williams, which is not going to happen. But we do have Trick Williams against Sean Spears, as well as Tony D'Angelo and Nathan Frazier. Tag team turmoil between Edris Enofe, Malik Blade against Chase Yu, against New Catch Republic, against the Good Brothers, Sol Ruka against Ariana Grace, Damon Kemp against Tavion Heights, and they've...
Whoa!
Yes?
Oh, baby. That's an amateur wrestler's dream right there.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Kemp versus Tavion Heights.
But we won't talk about that at all tomorrow, because most of the time will be spent with Brian being really upset that they've added Joe Coffey against Wes Lee. Can I be real honest with you? And I like Joe Coffey, and Wes Lee is cool too, but like, I don't want to see either one of those guys in the mix with like Obafemi at all. Like, at all. I'd like to see Obafemi move on to somebody else completely.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. Somebody. Anybody. Somebody down from the main roster would be nice, actually, to kind of, like, you know, help him along a little bit and maybe beat a name. Because, look, can you imagine?
Hey, let's just go straight to the top. Let's go straight to the top. The best matchup they can make, Obafemi versus Omos.
Is Omos still on the roster? Why has Omos not appeared in GCW yet? That joke has got to pay off at some point. It has got to. Has to.
Well, with WWE getting the patent on independent wrestling or whatever it was that they applied the trademark for, maybe we're going to see that.
But we're going to have a lot of shows in Indianapolis that are going to need some shoulder programming, so you never know what could happen over the next couple of years. AEW Dynamite is not in Indianapolis tomorrow on TBS. They're in Buffalo, New York at the Key Bank Center. So get your financials in order. You're in the hometown of Brandon Thurston. The NBA draft is going to be on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News. I don't know. It's going to be everywhere, I am sure. It is not a notable draft. That's been one of the biggest things leading in out of a very boring playoffs, is the fact that this is a very underwhelming draft. So we'll see if that plays any part, and we'll see how Dynamite's number rebounds after last week's 502,000, which, according to Brian Alvarez yesterday, is because 200 to 250,000, stupid show, the Big Bang Theory, they weren't there. That's apparently what that is. Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay against the Gates of Agony. Saraya, Harley Cameron, and Anna Jay against Toni Storm, Mariah May, and Mina Shirakawa in the same type of match where you have opposition opponents on the same side with each other. Owen Hart Cup Men's Quarterfinal, Jay White against Rey Fénix in an MJF appearance. They'll also be taping Saturday's Collision that night as well. One match announced for that so far, which is Hikaru Shida against Deonna Purrazzo in the Women's Owen Hart Cup quarterfinals.
Mike.
Tom, with the way that this whole...
We haven't touched on this. This may be breaking news, but Sika of the Wild Samoans has passed away.
Sika's had a lot of health issues here in the last...
Wait a minute. Let's make sure to confirm that.
Hopefully
that's wrong, but...
Well, really, that would...
I should stay off my phone during the show.
I was going to say, if nothing else, the gimmick on this show is just say Brian Alvarez reported it. That'll get you out of a lot of stuff there. But, with the way that they've done Tony Storm and Mina Shirakawa.
I mean, Dave did tweet out, very sorry, 12:10 p.m., sorry. Very sorry to hear about the death of Sika and Hawaii of the Wild Samoans. Of course, a legend. The father of Roman Reigns and, has been in the, limelight of the WWE over the past few years with the Bloodline storyline. So, going to leave behind a great legacy.
Absolutely. I mean, the start of all of this, came from Afa and Sika, the Wild Samoans, and... Dave, I'm sure, is going to talk a lot about them because he got to see them a lot in the Bay Area where they started out, and then they worked as the Islanders in many places throughout the tri-state area, throughout the Mid-South, and then really, really got a national name when they went up and worked for the Worldwide Wrestling Federation with Captain Lou Albano at their side, a multiple-time tag team champion. I just watched a bunch of their matches, actually, very recently for the Mid-Atlantic Championship Patreon, where they were taking on Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch in 1984, and just a sad day, and we're going to unfortunately add to a little bit of that sadness too, because we have reporting of where Pat McAfee and why he missed last night's Monday Night Raw. So we'll get to that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give Milo's rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a Milo's rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez will be back with you tomorrow on this show. Unfortunately, Sika at the age of 79 years old, so an incredible legacy that he leaves that, again, we're going to be talking about, I'm sure, not only on the website, but plenty of other websites as well, too. Slam Wrestling in times like this always does a great job, great bios that they do there. Unfortunately, also have to add in news about Pat McAfee. His absence from last night's Raw is explained with the unexpected passing of his father-in-law, who was in the hospital battling an infection. Was supposed to be discharged until things took a turn for the worse. And that's why he ended up not being on the show last night. The Miz took his place from the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Michael Cole said that there were 12,269 people in attendance. And much to Brian Alvarez's chagrin, the Miz was on the mic for most of the night. Cole did, you know, make sure to say that he wasn't going to read too much into it. You know, basically, to me, that was kind of like giving an Iggy on, you know, this is not part of the Wyatt's deal, what's taking place tonight. I'm sure he probably was penciled in to have something to do with the Wyatt's, considering that they've done the Wyatt 6 production gimmick during his ESPN show. And, you know, the package was addressed to him, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. Drew McIntyre opened the show. He quit on last week's show, but was already in the ring to cut a promo. McIntyre said everyone was talking about saying that he quit, but, well, they're not anymore. They're talking about the fact that Drew beat up Punk in his hometown in Chicago on SmackDown. He told you it would happen. He prayed for it and then made it happen. Told the fans who chant Punk's name that they're dead to him, just like Punk is. He said that he hopes Punk is uncomfortable and in pain and being fed through a straw so he can remember that Drew did that to him. He said he didn't want to just take his dignity. He also took this. And he pulled out that Chicago flag colored charm bracelet with AJ and Larry blocks on it. And Drew said that a fan made it for Punk. It has no real value except it's sentimental. Drew called Larry a stupid-looking dog, which, of course, then the crowd chanted Larry. Drew said he's going to enter Money in the Bank, and Punk would have to watch alone in pain and misery. McIntyre said he knew what it was like to be alone as everyone chanted Punk's name, and everyone in the back accepted Punk when he tried to tell them what kind of person Punk really was, and he's going to win the briefcase, cash it in that night, and become world champion right in front of Punk's eyes just to spite him. Did he already tip his hand that Punk's going to screw him over after he wins Money in the Bank?
Sounds like it.
We then got a video recap of the Uncle Howdy atrocities, as they mentioned last week on Raw. Immediately afterwards, they cut to the parking garage where Chad Gable showed up with a mountain of security. Didn't want the cameras on him. He had glasses on. He was beaten up. And as they walked by a production truck, it did stick out to me, the very noticeable picture of Alexa Bliss in her spooky phase right there on the truck as he walked by. Then it was time for Bron Breakker to come down to the ring, which was followed by a commercial for this coming Sunday's A&E Biography Legend series on the Steiner brothers. Pretty cool they're doing one on them. After the break, Kathy Kelly tried to interview Chad, but security wouldn't let her. She could not confirm the extent of his nor the other victims' injuries. Jackie Redman then interviewed Ludwig Kaiser. Kaiser said that Breakker was explosive and dangerous, but that he himself was destined for greatness and that Braun was no Ludwig Kaiser. Then it was time for their match. Miz said that Breakker was annoying, but that 20 years ago, there were people that were saying that another young guy on the scene was really annoying, and he turned out to be the first ever two-time Grand Slam champion in company history. So yeah, Tom, Miz compared himself to Bron Breakker. What do you think the tale of the tape is there?
That is the one person that Miz should not have compared himself to. Are you kidding me? There's not been one person that has made that comparison between the two of them. I've never seen two more starkly contrasted individuals.
Hey, did you know Bron Breakker can hit the ropes at 23 miles an hour?
What are they? Do they have like the PFL smart cage out there? Oh. What's going on? What are they, have sensors? They have drones tracking him?
I believe they have timed it, and I wouldn't doubt that that's the case, but not every time, number one. And number two, it's becoming like Jim Ross talking about Prince Albert when he first hit WWE, and he's got a hat size of like 8 5/8 or something like that. It's like just becoming the thing now that he can hit the ropes at 23 miles an hour, but went to break. But before they did, we got what is becoming a trademark in Braun's matches, a flying clothesline off the apron, which sent both he and Ludwig Kaiser over the announce table. When they came back from break, they were both in the ring. Ludwig was in control, but that didn't last long. Breakker hulked up, which he is really, really good at, and ran through a Ludwig clothesline, hit the ropes, and cannonballed back into him, hit a few belly-to-bellies before the run up the ropes Frankensteiner, which is another thing that will never not pop the crowd. They love that. Went for a press slam, but Kaiser slipped out. Braun backdropped him over the ropes and to the floor. He went for a spear, but Ludwig got out of the way, and Braun ended up running into the ring steps. Kaiser then went to do his running sprint around the ring and do a drop kick, but out of nowhere, Sheamus flew in with a jumping knee to lay Kaiser out, and the ref called for a DQ. Nobody complained about this. The crowd went nuts for Sheamus landing that shot, so no big deal on the DQ finish. Sheamus then went to powerbomb Ludwig through the announce table, but Braun speared them both and laid out on the floor, and that was that. I thought that was, you know, a pretty awesome DQ.
Yeah, I mean, I am not a big fan of having a competitive match and then having a DQ finish, but like you said, a great run in by Sheamus. They have done a great job recently with the camera work of keeping the person out of view until right when they are about to strike. This is another example of that. And then, you know, to end it off, I thought Sheamus was going to, you know, powerbomb Ludwig Kaiser, but Bron Breakker, he's had enough of people interfering. He took out Sheamus, and I thought it came off really well.
They've done such a great job crafting what the fans' perception of Breakker should be. And obviously there was a visceral thing with him anyway. People were going to like him, but they really did a great job inflating his physical characteristics. I mean, he's barely 6 feet tall. He's all muscle and great feet and all that, but they put him in with guys his size or smaller, which to help create this aura of this badass. He's killed smaller job guys and squashed them. His first target was Ricochet, who was much smaller. First standout match was against Ilya Dragunov, who physically he matches up great against. And now with Kaiser, who's taller than he is, but with a slimmer build, like, all of those guys could work as well. They've done such a good job with him. Not that they've done a terrible job with Carmelo Hayes, but they've, I think, done a much better job with Braun, I think, because those are two guys that are always going to be compared to each other on the way up.
Yeah, but they are much different characters. They're much different wrestlers. You couldn't put Carmelo Hayes out there and have him run through people and be the physical threat that Bron Breakker is right off the bat because, well, he's not the physical threat that Bron Breakker is. Very few people are. So, you know, Carmelo Hayes has kind of been a victim, I guess you could say, of 50-50 booking. But it's been 50-50 against the top of the ladder on SmackDown. He got a pin over Randy Orton, of all people, this past week. So I don't think he's going to be any worse for wear in the long run. But, yeah, they're always going to be compared with each other. But, you know, they're, once again, two completely different characters.
A little bit later in the show, Braun was freaking out on Adam Pearce backstage, saying he was sick and tired of people interfering in his matches, said he would have beaten Kaiser if Sheamus hadn't interfered, and he would have beaten Sheamus last week if Kaiser didn't interfere. He thought he should have a title match with Sami Zayn by now. Sami showed up and said, if you want a title shot, nobody's here to interrupt you now. He said, any time, any place, name it. So Braun said, Money in the Bank. Sami told Adam that it's on. Adam made the match official, and Braun responded with, I'm going to destroy you. I'm very much looking forward to that. There was a show-long storyline with the Judgment Day, and Liv Morgan has bought them a new TV, a new game system, a whole bunch of stuff. And then in the process of Damian Priest finding out about all this stuff and questioning the gang, Dom got a text from Liv Morgan that made everybody freak out. Carlito said, that's cool. Priest disagreed. And that basically, we'll get to more of that later on. Triple threat match, Women's Money in the Bank qualifier. Lyra Valkyria defeated Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler. The finish came when Shayna had the Kira Fuda clutch on Lyra, but Kairi came off the top rope with an elbow drop and hit Shayna. Lyra then grabbed Kairi and hit the Nightwing for the pin, so she advances. Afterwards, we get a shot backstage where Drew McIntyre is arguing with Adam Pearce. Long story short, Drew told Pearce that he trusts in him to do the right thing and stormed off. Basically, Drew wants to be in Money in the Bank and wants to not have to qualify to get there. And it was Liv Morgan. By the way, that was all the first hour of the show here, too. Liv Morgan got into it with Zelina Vega on a promo that had fans chanting sloppy seconds when Dominic came out. Long story short, with all of this, Liv attacked Zelina at the end of all of this. Rey Mysterio ran down to break it up. Dom shoved his dad down. Liv, of course, is looking at him like, oh my God, my hero. Dom running to the back. Liv went following. We'll get to more of that a little bit later on. Adam Pearce came out of Chad Gable's locker room to talk to Kathy Kelly. Kathy Kelly asks him, she asks about Gable's mental state. And Pearce goes, you know, he's ready for tonight, but that's not my story to tell. You're the GM on a show where, like, people were seemingly slaughtered last week. Like, you can kind of update us on where everyone's head is at. I think that wouldn't have been a bad thing, right?
HIPAA laws.
That's true. Liv was still following Dom around in the back. Rolled up to him. Gave him a big hug. Said, I know you want this just as much as I do because you shoved down your dad. Dom got out of there. Truth walked into the picture and said, wouldn't it be nice to do something nice for a guy like that? Liv said it sure would be, and she knows how. She said, maybe I can get him a match for his friends against Finn and JD tonight for the tag team titles, and Dom a match against his deadbeat dad for next week. And Truth, because he's an idiot, accepts the challenge. On commentary, Miz freaked out, ran running to find R-Truth and try to stop it. It was too late for that. Triple threat, Braun Strowman, Bronson Reed, Chad Gable, Money in Bank qualifier. And honestly, Tom, I mean, we're running short on time because of all the things that happened on this show. But the bottom line is Chad Gable won the match. A bunch of smoke hit the ring. Nikki Cross crawled into the middle of it and scared the hell out of Chad Gable again before handing a box over to Michael Cole, which contained a VHS tape, which ended up being Uncle Howdy interviewing Bo Dallas about what his motivations were. I mean, I know there's a lot there to try to cover in a couple of seconds here, but what'd you think of the whole deal?
Listen, as somebody who has unfortunately, you know, lost a sister, I can empathize with Bo Dallas in this situation, and I'm sure it's cathartic in some ways, and, you know, I'm sure it's making him happy to live out his dreams through this character. So I'm interested to see where it goes.
We'll get into a little bit of the details on what Bo said during that promo last night when we get back on Wrestling Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you to put a bow on this thing. A lot happened last night on the three-hour Monday Night Raw. Chad Gable tried to make amends with Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine. Otis was not down with that. As soon as Chad turned around, he was in the arms of the Creed brothers and Ivy Nile. So the split between the groups continues on here. Alba Fire, Isle of Dawn defeated Kaden and Katana in a non-title match. Then they were laid out by Damage Control. And in the main event, JD McDonagh and Finn Balor won the tag team titles from R-Truth and The Miz. So the VHS tape, what was on the VHS tape? A lot of editing there, and Uncle Howdy asks, how do you feel that you've been forgotten? Do you remember who you even are? To somebody who's off camera, that person's revealed to be Bo Dallas. Howdy asked him how he felt when his brother died. Bo said the most important thing in his life was taken from him. Howdy asked, do you think you are exploiting your brother's legacy? Bo said, I looked up to him and wanted to be him, worked his entire career so he could be there next to him. They were going to rule together, and when they finally made it, it was taken away from him. No one feels what he feels, and he would not let everyone forget what Bray fought for and what he believed in. Look, Tom, you got to do a lot of hoop jumping in wrestling. The physics of the Irish whip. Why do wrestlers suffer from theme music paralysis when they're standing in the ring? And obviously, we're going to have a lot of drama here. We saw the smoke machines back out for Chad Gable again. What do you think?
I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt. Like I said earlier, you know, I'd like to see where it goes. I'm not against it. This isn't going to kill WWE. This isn't ready to rumble for WCW in 2000. Let's give it a shot.
And you know who I hope doesn't kill the New Day is Karrion Kross. I forgot to mention that Karrion Kross defeated Kofi Kingston. And just to make Tom laugh as we go off the air, Cole noted that Kross was a former welterweight bare-knuckle champion on the underground circuit in such distinct locations as Rio de Janeiro, Canada, and Mexico. But thank all of you out there for listening and watching. Thank you, Producer Dom. Thank you, Producer Jared. We shall talk to you again after a while.